Hi, everybody. This is Lindsay Kinney. Those of you that are joining us by webinar that are the mentoring class, welcome. And those of you that are joining us by way of the teleclass, whether you're in the mentoring group or not, or if you're an invited guest because you're a graduate, a level 3 graduate, a UPW graduate, or if you're listening to this recording. So we are watching it, so we have lots of media opportunities here. Catherine, my assistant and radio producer, and what's your other new title, Catherine?
Pain in your neck.
Not even close. Project manager. No, what would we call you today? You took on another job with this.
Oh, project. Yes. I'm volunteering to coordinate this, I guess.
Project coordinator, right. All right. So you're on the call tonight. So Catherine's helping us. So those of you that called in on the 712 number, that's the 712 number. That should be on your screen now. That's the teleclass call. So if you want to ask a question, because we're going to have more people on this call, if you want to ask a question, you hit 4 and star. If you get a little message that says invalid option, just hit the 4 and the star again. Because sometimes people hit the star first and then it confuses the little thing. That's to mute yourself. To raise your hand, hit the 5 and the star. That's on that up on the screen. Also should be on the material. So, again, welcome, everybody. I'm not going to do a roll call this time. We'll just get started and see where we go. This is an exciting class this week. I'm really looking forward to it. It's my favorite one all year. It's an enormous amount of work for me and for Catherine, but that's okay. It's for a good reason. So let's kick this off and get started. By the way, those that are listening by way of the teleclass can watch the actual, you can look at the handouts that are on the website that you had and follow along with this, and you can watch the webinar portion later if you would like. So tonight, we're going to be talking really primarily, all of this is about marketing yourself and your practice, marketing and promoting yourself. But the two areas we're going to focus on are specialties and niches, or specialty and niches, however you want to say it, and a special project assignment. And this is always an exciting thing to do, both of these. Sometimes people resist specialties or a niche, and I'm going to explain why they are a good thing and then announce our annual project helping hand, which is really exciting. And we should have a guest speaker on pretty soon, Christine. And so, Catherine, you keep an eye out for her.
I will.
Any questions first about last week? Any particular thing that you guys, we did three-dimensional objects and some other things. Any questions about last week or your tapping partner or anything at all?
Nope.
That always makes me suspicious if you don't have any questions. That's good. That's a good thing. I trust you guys. All right. So my top 4 tips for promoting your practice, and this is a big question I get with new practitioners. Some of you are not new. Some of you are. But one of the things I get is, how do I promote myself? And so there are lots of ways. But the first 4 are really related to tonight's class, and it's about specialties and niches. So the first thing you want to do is find, discover, look for, tap into a specialty about which you're passionate. I'm going to define specialties and niches in a second, but that's the first one. Find a something about EFT that really gets your juices going, and then become really great at it. Not just comfortable with it, not good at it, but really great at it. And who can guess what it takes to be great at something?
Practice.
Exactly. I could count on you, Bill. Practice, practice, practice. You do it over and over and over again until you get really good at it. Then within that specialty, you form a niche and you market within that niche. And again, I'm going to describe niches and specialties in a second. These are just my first 4 tips. And then you enjoy your success. You enjoy what you're doing, knowing that you're helping the world in your own way that you feel good about. So those are my first 4 tips. And then there's lots of other stuff that's a different class that you guys all heard in your level 3 about social media and website development and word of mouth and all of that. But these first four tips are the ones that I think are really important, and that's the focus of tonight's call and class. So specialties and niches. People interchange those, or they use them as the same thing, and they're actually quite different. So let's do some definitions. A specialty really is the issue, the problem, or the motion, the area that you might want to work with or that you find an interest in. A lot of people work in a specialty or in an area that they've had an issue with themselves. If they have had a difficult pregnancy, that might be their specialty. If they've had a lot of trauma and sexual abuse in their own lives, they often gravitate toward that. And
hey, Lindsay, I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Punita, and those of us that are actually called in on the 408 number, mm-hmm. we can talk to each other, but we can't hear a word you're saying. Like, it's Russ and Jeff and me and another person, and we can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I called in on this 432-3066 number, you know, so it says if you can't be online.
Yeah.
And because on the online.
So hold on a second, Punita. Those that are on the 408 number, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay, great. I'm going to call back in on that number then. Thanks.
It doesn't matter which number. I'm on both lines, actually, so I've called in on both. I just forgot to switch something over, I think. All right, so the specialties are the issues or the emotions or the problems that you're working with, and then the niches are the problem, are the area, the market, the segment of the market that you're working with. And so that could be lots and lots of things where you narrow it down. So if you were working on trauma and abuse, that's the whole world that's been abused by trauma. So if you narrow it down to vets and their traumas or teenagers or children or something like that, it makes it much more specific and easier to market. So the niche is the demographic market that you target, whatever that might be. And again, you want it to be something that about which you are interested. You do not have to have a niche, a particular market segment. For instance, vets. If you wanted to work with vets, the specialty might be post-traumatic stress disorder, and then the vets is the niche. You don't have to define it beyond that and say women veterans or something like that, or African-American veterans. You don't need to it's just an area. Teenagers, children, animals, dogs, horses, men, you know, teenage boys, that sort of thing, gays or lesbians, whatever the market is. Raise your hand if you have any questions about this. And thanks, by the way, Punita, whoever let me know about that you couldn't hear me, because I was talking to everybody. I thought that everybody could hear me. Anyway,
see your mouth moving.
I may ventriloquist. I bet for a lot of you that was a real pleasure. You know, we don't have to listen to Lindsay. But you can have more than one specialty. You can have more than one niche. You can have none. Or you can have one specialty and two niches, or vice versa. It doesn't matter. They're interchangeable. But I'm going to talk about the benefits of why niches and specialties are so important. But having one doesn't exclude you from doing anything else. But there are people that Carol Luck's a good example. She specializes in law of attraction. But she does a lot of other things, drama, smoking cessation, weight, a lot of things. And I'm the same way. I have a specialty or two or three, but I do pretty much everything. So people often think that this is going to corner them in, and it's not that at all. You can have six specialties. And then when you're dealing with someone at a party and they say, I'm not in a good mood tonight, I've been having this chronic pain, and you can say, that's one of my specialties. I deal with chronic pain. And you might also, one of your specialties might also be fears and phobias or traumas or post-traumatic stress disorder or something else. So it's not, it doesn't mean you're limited to that one thing. So here's some examples of people names that you might realize. Carol Look, I already mentioned, that does primarily abundance, but you'll see her doing weight and smoking cessation. Sandy Radomski. Oops, I spelled her name wrong. It's with a D-I. She works with allergies and sensitivities. Neither Carol nor Sandy have niches, and they're both very successful. And they've both been doing this a long time, and they were both on the original Gary Craig DVD, so they continue to get a lot of business from that. So, but they're a good example of there are people who made it without having a niche, but they do have specialties. Stacey Vornbrock from Arizona does sports performance things, and she her niche, but not exclusive, is she generally works with teams. But she also works with individual golfers or individual basketball players or tennis, but she likes particularly working with teams. Last I had talked to her, she was trying to get in to see the Arizona Diamondbacks or the Phoenix Suns basketball team, which I think would be really fun. She could also say to people, somebody called and said, can you help me with my golf game? She could say, that's my specialty. And it is not necessarily her niche, but her specialty. That make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Sophia Kerr does trauma, PTSD, and she mostly works with women and also with vets, two completely different niches, but kind of the same specialties. Lori Lorenz, also similar to Sophia, works with sexual abuse almost exclusively, but she also works with vets, women, and children. Ingrid Dittner, vets. Jan Luther, by kind of default, she lost her son to a car accident, tragically, about 5 or 6 years ago, and because she had to deal with enormous pain. I think he was just 19 or 20. And so the grief from that just rocked her world. She became an expert on how to use EFT and other modalities to deal with that level of grief. And so now, so then people would ask her, how do I deal with this? This loss is just unbearable. So she's kind of, she's become a specialist and a specialist at that. And works a lot with parents who have lost their children because she can certainly relate to it. You know how sometimes you hear drug counselors will often be recovering druggies or alcoholics themselves, or the same thing with abuse counselors. They've already been there, done that, and so who better to help guide someone through the process than those who have been through it themselves? Since I had every problem imaginable, I could have anything as a specialty. I do a lot of stuck issues, procrastination, weight and clutter, and just getting stuck, not able to move forward and back. Also, I specialize in relationship issues and marketing issues. And I deal a lot, as you guys know, with practitioners, training of practitioners and other professionals, healthcare professionals and otherwise. But I do everything. I have worked on every single trauma and every single physical illness I can think of except Lou Gehrig's disease. I mean, I have heard diseases I've never heard of before in my life. But I still have a specialty and a niche, so I can say those are my specialties. Valerie Ozu, one of our certified practitioners and trainers, works on hormone imbalance with particularly with women, but she really her niche is bigger than her specialty. So she works on her niche is big. She works with women and usually hormonal women, which is pretty much from the age of 13 to 80, and on all the issues within that, you know, breast exam stuff and fear of needle stuff and hormonal things. She's helping with me with my metal detoxing program, as a matter of fact. And Catherine Taylor, also a certified practitioner, works with addictions and particularly recovering addicts. You guys getting the idea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I don't want to put you to sleep here. This is
yes.
important. These are things that are going to – the reason I'm going through this is because I'm going to ask you guys to choose a specialty or niche, at least for this project. Some of the other things, animal behavior. So there's a level 3 practitioner in South Africa that works, that's an animal behavioralist with EFT and works primarily with dogs and horses. And then serious illnesses. So that would be your niche. And then what you work with, so it could be teens, children, young adults, men, gay people, Chinese people, you know, whatever, cats. Primarily with boys and men. Somebody that just picked up their phone or put down their phone, boy, that We heard that. It's quieted down. Well, you guys are being very well behaved. Okay. I say that with incredulity. Dyslexia, children in genes. Again, I'm just giving an example. It could be dyslexia, and it could be adults, business executives, entertainers that have dyslexia. Agoraphobic. Did you know something like 9 out of 10 agoraphobics are women? Don't know why. They want to stay in their house all the time, but it's true. Once I had an agoraphobic, I had two more within a month period. I had three going at a time. I think I must have subconsciously thought I'd become a specialist on it myself. Stress and anxiety is a huge subject. You could take that niche, healthcare workers, and expand that to stress and anxiety in the workplace, stress and anxiety with middle executives, mental management, because they have over them and employees under them. So stress and anxiety could be for teenagers, moms, people going through a divorce. Catherine, I'm going to ask you to mute that teleclass, the teleclass
okay.
group. Did you do that?
Yeah. Yes, Lindsay, I think Pepper has a question, and also Christine is on the line.
Okay, good. Well, hi, Christine. I'm going to call on you in just a minute.
Okay, great.
And Pepper, do you have a question?
Actually, Lindsay, you just said to let us know when Christine Kalinda's checked in, and I just saw her name. Hi, Christine. I just saw your name flash on the screen.
Yeah. Hi.
I saw it, too. We're going to call on you in a second, Christine. Fear of flying. Gosh,
conference muted.
They have to travel, and it makes for a miserable time if they have to do it by land and they can't get on an airplane. And Gary Craig used to say there are certain men that would give away their Porsche or their wife or their firstborn if they could drop 10 points off of their golf game. So there are some of these specialties and niches that are quite valuable because the people that have them, it becomes it's a real hardship for them. Entertainers, for instance, that are afraid to have stage fright. Let's see, fear and anxiety, actors and performers. Again, it could be anything. Low self-esteem, disenfranchised adults. That means disenfranchised adults is a great market, a segment. That is people that are new to, let's just use America as a country. I know we have people from other countries here. But people that are new to the United States or even, 10 years, and so they might look different, have a different religion, speak with a strong accent, and they feel disenfranchised. So that can be African Americans or European Africans or Middle Eastern people, Asian, Hispanic cultures, all these different cultures that feel disenfranchised. They could also feel disenfranchised because of a disability. So you know what I mean. Somebody that feels ostracized, it feels different. There is a huge, huge market. Anger management, again, lots of possibilities. That's almost too broad for to just do just anger management. It's really good to have a niche in that. Any questions on that, on the different kinds of niches, what the difference between the two and so on?
Not for me.
Okay. All right, so here's some of the benefits. I'm going to whip through these. We want to get Christine on the line and talk to you about what our project. So it helps you establish your credibility as an expert. It enhances your reputation with your colleagues and with the general public. And, again, it helps you gain respect from colleagues as well. So if I have a serious allergy problem, I only think of Sandy Radomski. I used to refer Zoe, but she doesn't do that anymore. So Sandy Radomski is the go-to person for any kind of allergy. I mean, she's just great at that. I send a lot of people to Valerie for medical-related issues or to Bill, Valerie Ozu or Bill Doval, who's on the line. It allows you to promote and market yourself much easier. When I first started with EFT and tried to get the word out about myself, How do you explain in an ad or phone, you know, anything? I tried radio ads and I tried print ads and all kinds of stuff. It was just too big of a subject, EFT. I mean, oh, it helps you get rid of stress and anxiety and frustration and guilt and shame, and people are going, ugh. Had I said, I work with gay teenagers who are having a hard time dealing with their sexuality, or I'm working with mothers that have just had children or about to have children that are terrified or something like that, it would have been so much easier to market. It opens the doors and paves the way for getting in organizations and in everything. It also gives you many opportunities to have interviews, write articles, have those published, and to do studies like we're going to do tonight. On my radio show, Catherine looks for people that are in the EFT kind of a world, and it's really nice for me to pick people that have specialties or that have some kind of an interesting niche. So it allows you as well to hone and practice your existing skills until you get them, they're just top-notch, and so that you have utmost confidence in yourself. It's easy to do workshops and classes, to joint venture with others. It makes you memorable. It increases your referrals. Like I said, I refer a lot of people to others, and it really pays off. It's easier to promote yourself, build confidence, and you can make more money. So any questions on specialties and niches? You guys want to get on with this, don't you? Okay. Let's get on. Let's talk about the assignment, specialty niche assignment, Project Helping Hand. And I started this last summer, and it was a huge success. And so Christine is going to talk to us about that in just a minute. I just want to give you an overview of it. Project Helping Hand is really a research validation project. I mean, that's the sort of guise that we use. So that we go into an organization and help them out, a group of people. They wonder, why are you doing this? Well, we're garnering or we're gathering information about the effectiveness of EFT in a particular area, working with teens or young adults or men or women or whatever your niche market is. So it makes it easier to get into that place to get research data. So we worked with 300 people, and here are the results. Now, we already know that it works, but it helps that you have to say that you've just done a project where you worked with 500 people and you had an 85% success rate, which is low for EFT, by the way. But in a group setting, that would be a phenomenal rate. People would be very impressed by that. So that's the initial reason for doing it. So here's some of the goals. Here's some of the things we want to achieve with this assignment. And I'm going to explain how to do this assignment later and get into detail. I'm giving you a big, broad look at it now. But the goals of the assignment really are to establish yourself and your team as experts in your specialty or your niche, so that from now until forever, you'll be able to say you did a research project on whatever it might be, on PTSD for vets. Or I get calls. I did the documentary with vets about 3.5 years ago. I still get calls of people saying, I understand you're an expert on vets and PTSD. Well, not really, not any more than other people, but I did that documentary, and it sort of established that. And so I get referrals about that all the time. Don't mind it. A goal is to make a bigger difference. You know, that you're working with groups of people instead of singular people like we generally do in our practice. And another goal is to help others, of course, in other words, the people that you're going to be getting research data from, you're going to be helping. So it's a great fulfillment thing. And it helps you experience teamwork at a level that you've probably not experienced it before. It's not like playing on a basketball team or tennis team or even working with a team at your office. Because of the scope of this, it's a virtual team because you'll be doing most of the work online. So it really makes it a unique kind of a team effort. The purpose of the assignment, and you know, we had a thing on purpose in the mentoring class anyway. We had a session on purpose and versus goals. If you, oh, maybe that was in our Train the Trainer class. Bill, you were in that. I forget. But there's a difference in between a goal and a purpose. The things I just outlined are the goals. But the real purpose of this is to have fun and to feel good about yourself. Because that, in my point of view, is the purpose of life, is to have fun, to have a good time, to feel good about yourself, and then everything else falls into place. I know you say, well, I want to be altruistic, I want to help others. But the reason for that is it makes you feel good. Well, you like that it makes them feel good, but you like that it makes them feel good. So you're doing it because it makes you feel good. I don't think anybody would donate to charity if they felt awful after doing it. They like how they feel because of it, which is fine. It's okay to feel good. Anybody disagree with me on that? Because I'll smack you if you do. I will. all right. Let's welcome Christine Colinda.
Hi, how are you?
Everybody say hi to Christine.
Hello, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Well, Christine, they're not normally this well-behaved. Don't let them fool you.
They're not? No,
not even close. Jeez. Just coincidentally, and it really is a coincidence, Christine is going to be my guest to Wednesday night on my radio show. It is a coincidence, huh, Christine?
It is. Well, and what's the chances of that? Probably about 100%.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. What are the chances of that? When something great happens, Christine says, what are the chances of that? And, well, 100% because it happened. So, yeah. Christine, I'm going to tell people how to do this, but I want you to explain how it worked for you. And here's why I invited Christine. We had several teams last year and great teams. And it was sort of a bit of a contest to see who does the best job, gets to the most people, does a smooth operation, and there's a team captain. Well, Christine happened to be the team captain of Project Giving Hope, and they won big time, big time. And so Christine was busier than a one-armed man paper hanger in a windstorm when she took this on and still did a fabulous job. So, Christine, tell us about your experience and if you would do it again.
Oh, would I do it again in a heartbeat? I agree with everything that you've said up to this point about choosing a niche market and being able to establish your credibility. You know, having the project was so much bigger than just me or just my team. We wound up having 9 countries participating in our seminar. Yeah. So it was huge in so many ways for me, and I know for every person on the team. It's still something that I refer to and say this was something that I worked on. This was a project, and I'm quite proud of it. You know, I mean, I'm just really quite proud of it. It was a great project. It was a lot of work.
tell everybody what your project was.
The project was a 6-week, 12-week teleseminar series for cancer patients and their caregivers. And we had 2 teleseminars per week. So we had every person on the team worked on at least 2 teleseminars, and everyone had other jobs to do as well. We had telephone calls every single week, sometimes a couple of times a week, just to make sure that things were going on. We had the group phone calls and emails, and it was a lot of work. We had put up a website. It is a lot of work, but I can't tell you how amazing it feels when, oh my gosh, the UK, oh my gosh, Australia is listening, oh my gosh, this country is just plugged in, oh my gosh, and we would check our numbers every day about how many people, and it's just a fabulous feeling. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say that's great. And I was thinking when this was going on because I knew how much time you guys were putting into it on top of your already busy schedules. And I kept thinking, I wonder if they hate me for this. But then I would talk to people individually on your team, and you had such a strong team, Catherine Taylor, Kia Immergluck, Thelma Jones, a doctor, Elizabeth Manzuk, Ann Smith, you know, really strong people.
Yeah.
But I look at the other teams, and I go, well, they had a strong team, too. But you guys came together, and the coalition of you was impressive. The teamwork was really impressive, that you already had these busy schedules, and you managed to fit this in. And tell us how many people you would have in your teleclasses.
At the end, we had about 800 people.
Now, you guys, I have kind of a reputation. I mean, I do a lot of teleclasses, and I've been doing them a long time. I'm lucky to get 30 people or 50 once in a while. I think I had 100 once and 8,000 when it was a global teleclass and a lot of people supporting it. But 800 is amazing.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
Yeah, I mean part of that was, and I'll say to everyone, choose a huge goal. It's like a game. You just choose a big number and play a big game.
Yeah.
That's all. And it kind of becomes fun to watch those numbers go up, you know. So you know, just kind of go for it. It's just, in that respect, it's a game. So you have to work hard at the game.
Well, yeah, you chose to make it fun, too, because you guys had a good time. I know you yucked it up and you yelled at each other sometimes. And
oh, yeah.
But you had a good time.
Yeah,
like
we
I
did.
Said, and the goal is to have fun and to feel good about yourself for the purposes. Did you meet those purposes?
Yes, absolutely.
And
I think everyone enjoyed their teleseminars. Each person took, you know, a specific aspect of what they wanted to talk about. We kind of arranged the teleseminars so that it, you know, was in some sort of an order that made sense. But it was, you know, everybody had fun with what they did, and I think there was great information that we had. We had, you know, terrific tapping and. And I actually had one person who was not on the who participated on the team but didn't go through your classes. It was my sister had put up our website for us and she participated that way.
I
kind of brought her in.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that was great. There were some people that weren't level 3 grads, and that's okay. They came in with different skills and said, gee, I want to play too because a cancer has touched my life. And it was a big subject.
Yeah.
I mean, there's hardly anybody on the planet that doesn't know somebody or have a loved
right.
one that hasn't had cancer or that hasn't been affected themselves personally. I mean, and I ask that in classes. So that's a great topic to use. And so
mm-hmm.
thing I want to ask if you would be willing, I'm going to go through what this entails, and you can drop off if you want, or you can stay and listen. But I'm going to ask if you'd be willing to share anything on my website, on the way that we've got all this posted, that might help others, like maybe the forms that you use to send to people, or anything else that you might be willing to share. That might help them? Would you be willing to do that?
Sure, absolutely. And if anybody wants to contact me and ask me questions or, I'd be more than happy to share that because it just, you know, it's out there just giving assistance to people and help to them. And absolutely, you know, if anyone wants to email me, that might be the easiest or give me a call. I'd be more than happy.
Okay. Know. All right. Well, great. Does anybody have any questions for Christine? Before we move on, I mean, I'm going to tell you guys what to do, so you don't need to ask her how do you do it, and how do you market it, and all of that. But I mean, just any
other. Am I muted?
Whoever just said that,
you're not muted. This is Tunita. Christine, I just want to say that I participated in half of your teleseminars, which is how I got attracted to finding Lindsay because I was so blown away at the quality of your tapping and the content and what I learned from you all that I was researching pro-AFT because of it.
Oh,
and
my
so
goodness.
I'm just wanting to share that it's so exciting to get to meet you because I participated.
That's great. How
oh, my goodness. Thank you so very much. That's so, wow, I'm really honored that you would even do that. And I'm so glad that you found Lindsay and you know, that's kind of how I found her, through another tapping that she participated on the summit, and I found her and then flew out to San Francisco to meet her. So thank you very much for sharing that with me.
Yeah, Christine, I had somebody about 6 months ago said that too, that they said, I participated in that teleclass last year on cancer. I don't think you were on it, Lindsay, but you had something to do with it, and that's how I heard your name. They really enjoyed it. I guess his wife had breast cancer. And
there's still ripples going out there.
Sure,
that's so fabulous.
Yeah, you'll always be known as the very first team winner, as the very first project helping hand. No one can ever have that title, and you go, yay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Anything else you want to add, Christine?
You know, I just want to say, just, you know, be really clear in the game that you want to play, in the market that you want to do, and it's really all about the marketing. I mean, I can't stress that enough. It's all about the marketing to get it out there, because I know each one of you will have great content, because that will come from your heart and from the skills that you've learned from Lindsay. But don't be afraid to be out there talking about this, telling every single person, oh, I'm working on this project and it's about this. Do you know anyone who would like to participate? And getting it online and doing all of that. But, you know, it's a fabulous, fun, it's probably one of the best homework projects I've ever worked on in my entire life.
Oh, Christine, your check is in the mail.
Okay.
Hey, you guys, be sure and listen to Christine's interview on Wednesday night, proeftradio.com, because she's great, and she's going to tell us how she tapped when she was a EFT practitioner, went through the certification course, and how she tapped and decided she didn't want to be a practitioner.
I tapped myself out of it.
Tapped yourself right out of it, but it's a good thing, and you'll hear why. Christiana, can you see the screen? Are you on the webinar part?
I am.
You see your picture there? Do you know what that's from?
That's from when we went to the park outside outside of Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, that's right, for the practitioners intensive. Christine only heard about it a couple of weeks before and thought, oh, 9 days? Oh, I should just
They were cutting my toes off, I think, while I was making that face.
What?
I think they were torturing me. I think that's why I'm making that face.
Oh, no, you were having the best time. You're standing on a cliff about to fall over backwards. But again, thanks, Christine, and we may be calling on you again for some help. I sure appreciate it. You're welcome
no
to stay
problem.
On.
My pleasure.
All right, thanks so much. You can stay on if you want.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys some steps now, and I've got a lot of information for you on the website, which you may have already downloaded, but I'm going to go through some basic stuff. So how to get started with the project Helping Hand, I've broken it into 2 to 10 steps. So we're going to do 4 steps at a time. And the first thing is to pick a partner with whom you want to work. So somebody that you went to class with, they don't have to be in this mentoring class. This is a class for our mentoring students, but we're opening it up to all of our UPW graduates. And if you know somebody else that's a level 3 grad that graduated from Sophia Kayer's level 3 and it's somebody you know, you can bring them in to work with you as well. So pick, but it does need to be somebody who's an advanced tapper that knows what they're doing, not any level 2 or level 1 students, unless they have, you can maybe have them be on the team if they're level 2, but not in working directly with clients. I want people that have experience working with clients because we're working with the public and in big numbers. So pick one person that you want to work with. If you can't think of anybody in your class, previous classes, then you can send information to Catherine, who's our project coordinator. We're going to post everybody's name and dyad and everything on the website, and I'll give you that address in a minute, to help you guys hook up, because you need a way to hook up with each other. But if you know somebody that you want to work with that's on this call, particularly that's already on this, then grab that person and team up with them. And if you get 2 people that contact you, and so there are 3 of you that kind of want to work together, that's fine too. Because what I'm going to ask you to do is actually pick somebody else as well, pick some other people. But don't do this now. But when you're ready, you can download all of the project assignment for the Project Helping Hand at this address, tinyearl.com/Project Helping Hand 2011. So tinyearl.com, no www before it or even HTTP, nothing that. Just tinyearl.com/Project Helping Hand 2011. So pick your partner, and the second step is to read that assignment. The third step is to then pair up with another dyad, another group of two, or that might be three people, or two other groups, so that you end up with a minimum of four people, six or eight ideally, because the more of you there are, the better it is. Now, you don't want to have 20 in your group because everybody's saying, what do you want me to do? It's too big to manage on a conference call together. I would hold it probably at 10 at max. Eight would be okay, six and eight. So that you have twos and twos and twos. And the reason you want to start with a dyad is so you have one other person that you can collaborate with, and that maybe you share teleclass responsibilities or whatever, but somebody you feel close with that you can particularly share things with. Any questions on this part so far? Those of you on the teleclass part, if you have a question, hit 5-star to raise your hand. All right, the fourth step is to send your name, so pick between the two of you, just send to Catherine your name and who you're going to be working with and both of your emails, and then one or two project preferences. They'll talk it over and say, what would we like to do? Should we do one on cancer too? It's okay if we could have three things on cancer. Christine's group worked cancer with victims and their caregivers. You could do one on the niche of cancer, young mothers, or menopausal women, or men, cancer among men, testicular cancer. So it could be cancer and other things to limit us. It doesn't matter if we have two teams doing the same illness or our specialty. But you want to send us your names, emails, and one or two project preferences to Catherine at assistant@lkcoaching.com. And then we'll put together your contact information, your name, and that you're interested in working on a project for caregivers, or that you'd like to work on a project for pregnant women, or one for angry young men, whatever it might be. And we'll post that on the website, on that Project Helping Hand 2011. Everything about for team members, links, downloads, lists, all everything will be on that page. So when you say, I can't find something, look for it on that page. And those of you in the mentoring class, that goes for you as well. So I'm not having to double post things on your mentoring confirmation page and on the project page. So anything about the project will be on that Project Helping Hand 2011. Now, here's the bad news. I would like you to do those first four steps within 48 hours. So I know a lot of people emailed me today and said, or yesterday, they are on vacation or they're traveling and they're not going to be on the class, live on the class tonight. They're going to be listening to the recording. So don't gasp when you hear that. It does mean 48 hours, so by Wednesday night, to have your partner picked out and then a couple of specialties and send that in. That's all. You don't have to work on anything. You have to figure out marketing. You don't have to find the other six people. You just do, it's really, it's not, it's just, you're reading those four things. You pick a partner, read the assignment, come up with a couple of specialties that interest both of you, and send Catherine your contact information. So we want to get that up right away so that you can start sorting out who you want to work with. And that takes a little logistical juggling to grab the people that you want. And last year, Christine's group, you know, they coalesced and they had all done the level three, the practitioners intensive together, and ended up making a great group. They had a registered nurse and a nurse practitioner and a medical doctor and a psychologist, and they had a nice solid group. Any questions on that first part? Those first four steps? Are you guys still there?
Yes.
Catherine, did I put everybody to sleep? Did everybody hang up? Or hello?
Well, they're not raising their hands, so.
Okay.
I have a question, Lindsay. It's Punita.
Yes. Go ahead.
Was there somebody who raised their hand?
No, go ahead, Punita.
I'm just curious to just get some clarity about what you said about people who have not done level three yet. Would you like us to wait and participate in a group as a support and to learn, but not actually do the tapping? How do you want to?
That's right, because we have a couple of people in the mentoring class that haven't yet done level three, but that are registered for it. And because of you guys begging me profusely, or because I thought you were exceptional, or the bribe that you gave me, you know, one of those reasons, I let you into this mentoring class, which I haven't done before. And so, yes, you can participate. If you're in the mentoring class, you participate as a full-fledged person. But I'd like you to let the others do the direct tapping on, you know, if it comes to having a teleclass, that they would lead the teleclasses. But we can discuss that later.
And okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
So, and I'm just was wondering if you wanted us to pick a partner or you wanted us to kind of hold back and wait.
No, I want you to pick a partner. I want you to pick a partner. So it might be somebody, since you've only done level two, but in your level two class, there were people that went on and did level three. And so you might find some people that way. So,
okay.
Let's see. All right, so then after you've given us your name with your dyad partner, then that's when you hook up with a couple of other teams. You'll see them, the list on the site, and you might say, gee, I don't know who these people are, but here's what you have in common. EFT, you've all done my training. Our training, Zoe, is in mine, and you're interested in this project. So if you're not sure, talk with them a few minutes and see if you resonate with them. If you gravitate towards somebody, that's probably a very good sign. If you kind of go, gee, I don't like this person all that much, I don't think they're going to be hard to work with, that's probably not a good sign. So pass. There's going to be a lot of other people with whom you can work. You don't need to go outside your comfort zone on that.
Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
It's Catherine. We have a question, but I don't know who it is. Your telephone number ends with 6012.
Oh, Lindsay, it's Marina Francis.
Okay, Marina, go ahead.
Sorry, actually, my apology, I don't. I was just having trouble unmuting myself. I just wanted to say hello and goodbye. I'm on my way to the airport, and I'm going to lose you any minute, and I'll listen to the rest of this on the recording. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Marina.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so you find a couple of other teams. Then when you get everybody together, you might go onto the site and you guys, the two of you, your original dyad, say you want to work with pregnant women and as opposed to pregnant men. And then you get on the website and no one else has that specialty, but you see some others that are saying, I'd be willing to work on anything, or I want to work with pregnant teens. You know, so you find a similarity of some kind, and you get together with them on a conference call and come to some kind of a consensus about what you're going to work on together. You may not see anybody on the list that has the exact same interest as yours, but there are so many. On that website, I have posted four or five, I think it's seven pages of different specialties and niches, and some of those are really worthwhile, really much needed specialties and niches, and so I'm hoping you'll choose some of those, but you're welcome to do anything. So anyway, with your new partners, you agree on a specialty and niche, and then you pick a team captain. You might need to vote, just discuss it. You know, you'll see a leadership in one person or another. And if they elect you to be team captain and you don't really, really don't want to be, then speak up and say so. Say, no, I really don't want that. Thank you for your vote, but I don't want to be captain. And then you choose a team name. So the team name will be the name of your projects. So you're not going to call yourself the Tigers, you know, or the Wildcats or something like that. I mean a team name that's a project name. You'll see some of the names on the website. I left up the old 2010 information so you could see some of the different names. We had Tapping for Teens, with Ray Erickson running that. That was a great project. We had one project for peaceful pregnancy. So Heike Preval worked on that one and some other ladies to make, you know, get rid of the fears and concerns that went around that pregnant women have as opposed to pregnant men. Christine's was Project Giving Hope, which was a great name for cancer survivors or victims. Hers was cancer victims, people going through the process and their caregivers. Cancer survivors would be another niche, people that have gone through it that have fear of it coming back, which, as you know, could cause it to come back. I distracted myself. Oh, the name. If you want to give it a name, Project Something, or Tapping for Prosperity, or Tapping for Something Else, or whatever. If you can secure a website name around it, it costs $12 for the year through GoDaddy.com to have a website name, and you can put that link on one of your existing sites. You actually don't have to create a whole new site, a website. You can, but you guys notice I have a zillion different web names, TappingWorkshops.com and ProEFT.com and LKCoaching.com and SeeMeForEFT.com and a bunch of stuff. Those just point to different places on my website. EFT teleclasses, EFT workshops. They're not separate websites. They just go to a specific page on my website. So one of you could do that without having to create a new complete site. Then here's the next one. When you get your team together and you get your captain and you get the name and you decided on your specialty, then if stuff starts coming up, and that's when it usually does if it hasn't already, of resistance or fears and beliefs. Am I going to be able to handle this? Will I have enough time? Remember those questions that you ask yourself are fear-based questions. What if I screw up? What if I get into this and I don't know what I'm doing? You know, all of that stuff. Then as a group, I want you guys to do a little group tapping and tap it away. Don't tap on it yourself. Tap on it with your group. You need to build rapport with each other and trust with each other and see how you do, who's the tapper that stands out and who needs some help. So you tap collectively on any resistance, any reluctance, any fears, any beliefs, I don't have enough time, or whatever it is. Is that perfectly clear? Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that in a negative way. Well, my mother would say, you're not going out tonight, and is that perfectly clear? I want to be perfectly clear. You're grounded till you're 34. God, I heard that a lot. All right, and then the last thing is get started right now. Do it. Get started now. Start doing things right away. That project guide has everything you want to know, and I'm going to go through some things with you as well. But before I do that, any questions on these first 10 steps? I'm kind of hearing somebody, but not very much. Catherine, can you hear somebody talking?
I can hear somebody, but I don't know who it is. It's not from my end.
If you have yourself muted, whoever it is, you'll need to, if you're on the webinar, you need to unmute yourself that way. If you're on the
teleseminar. It might be Russ. And the teleseminar people, only a couple of us are muted. I have myself muted on my own phone, but I'm actually not muted on the teleseminar.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, so let's see. Here's some of this, again, that there's a document, Project Assignment 2011, that I've tried to put everything I can in there, and there are going to be some things that aren't in there that I'm going to teach you, like how to do a teleclass. That's going to be our topic in the next session that we do, the next mentoring session. And I'm going to invite the people that are in the project but not in the mentoring class to join us for that teleclass part. We're not going to use all of our mentoring classes on this project Helping Hand. This is the only one. But we are going to do how to do a teleclass, which is part of mentoring, and we will invite the people in your group that are not in the mentoring class on that class that we're doing next time on teleclasses. Does that make sense? So they can get the benefit of that as well. And then they'll be off on their own. But I will do some separate Q&A kind of teleclasses in the group. Whoever the team members as you guys get going, you're going to have a lot of questions and a lot of the same questions. How do I market myself and that? We'll do teleclasses, separate teleclasses to discuss the project Helping Hands, so we're not taking mentoring classes to do that. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. I want you to read the how to get started and the evolution and the payoffs, you know, all the reasons that this project is beneficial, but they're very similar to the reasons that specialties and niches are beneficial. So it's almost redundant. It's the same thing. You establish yourself as your credibility as an expert and get all this research under your belt that you can use in the future and lots of things like that. But I want to skip down to the bonuses. Christine mentioned some of the benefits, just of feeling good, but there's a couple of things. One is the team that does the best with their project will be invited with me and a few other hand-selected partners and maybe some people from last year's projects to do a regional area project. And I had that planned for last year, and it never came to – I had two things lined up that would have been really great projects, and for different reasons – the sponsors fell through. So this was something where we take that data, then go to a company and say, look, we just did research on the stress and of stress and anxiety of poor employees in the workplace, and we would like to teach your employees or have you sponsor this where we move on to other where we work in a bigger market for them. Looking at my dog trying to get into trouble. It used to be, you know, Mackie stopped humping the cats. Now we have a really good little doggy. But the bonus, one of the bonuses, so you would be working later this year or beginning of next year on another project where we could get paid for it, and you can take it into a bigger, more global commercial network. And then, let's see. Oh, bonus number two. Oh, so I go into the evolution of who to pick and how to find the right company to work with, and I give you a lot of links on getting Tiny Earls and just logistical things on the how to do this thing, how to set this up, doing applications for them to fill out so you're collecting data, all of that. I don't want to go into that on this call. I'm just telling you I've provided that information for you, the feedback forms and all of that. The second bonus is part of the thing about this is marketing it. And so when I see that you have your ducks in a row, you've got your team set up, your website set up, and you're ready to start marketing this and having teleclasses, then I will, or you'd have webinars as well, then I will promote the heck out of it on my website and on in my newsletters so that will be a really big help for you guys, because I'll, you know, it's a pro bono project. You need to always say it's pro bono. Whoever's got a ding or is playing with their computer, we're hearing that. So would you not do that or mute yourself? So somebody is, you know, your computer is giving you an error message. I'm not sure who it is, but if you would not do that. What was I saying? Oh, I'm going to promote you on my website and on my newsletters. And then I will also contact some of my friends that are big in the EFT world, like Pat Carrington and Karin Davidson and David McKay, who runs the newsletter for EFT United, EFT Universe, and Nick Ortner and some of the other people, and ask them if they will promote it as well. And last year, all of those that I just mentioned did send out a blurb about it, and it made it huge. So then you get, you're collecting email addresses as well and getting contacts from people who would never know about you. So it's really great. It's really a benefit for you to have all of this publicity. It really comes back, and that's how Christine ended up with 800 people on their teleclasses. They were getting support from every place. To my knowledge, no one else is doing anything like this in the EFT world. You know, compared to other things that are out there, you know, that celebrities put on, it's tiny. But in our world, it's huge, and it's really, I think it's really an important thing, and it's a really beneficial to the public and to you for all of those things that we mentioned. And what are the other benefits and bonuses? I can't think of anything other than the recognition that you're going to get. Oh, The team members of the winning team will get a spot on, I will do an interview with you at some time during the coming year on my radio show on proeftradio.com. So I think I've done everybody that was on Christine's team has had a spot on my radio show this year, with a couple of exceptions that people just aren't ready yet to do that. But that's kind of fun. Christine's going to be on, like I said, Wednesday night, and it's kind of fun to be do an interview and, you know, play with the big boys, so to speak, although my show is not a big boy, the big girl. All right, any questions about the logistical stuff? It's, just read the Project Helping Hand material. That's what's really important. Okay? All right, here's a quote from one of my, I collect quotes, and this quote is very relevant from Vince Lombardi. Those of you that are young, I can't believe he died in 1970. That's 40 years ago. It's just mind-boggling. But he's been known in athletics as the best coach of all time because he led the Green Bay Packers, I think, to two or three equivalents of Super Bowls and championships, and he was just the coach of coaches. He was kind of an icon coach, but he was also known for his wonderful sayings, kind of like Yogi Berra. I mean, he came up with some great sayings. And this one, relevant to our project, is one of my favorites: that individual commitment to a group effort, that is what makes a team work, a company work, a society work, a civilization work. And I think that is so true. Our whole civilization is about teamwork. We couldn't function without other people doing tasks and things that we're not capable of doing or don't want to do. I mean, somebody else runs the grocery store so we can go buy our goods, and the laundromat and the TV station, and makes computers for us. And I mean, that's all an element of teamwork, and it makes our civilization work. And so this is really the core of what we're doing, is the core of teamwork. One of his other quotes I like is that once you learn to quit, it becomes a habit. So when you get into this, unless you come up with some major illness or something, I want you to take it to fruition and finish it. So make sure you're committed to it 100%. Now, that doesn't mean stuff doesn't come up once in a while. It does, but, you know, you can take a break for a week or something like that, but I want you to have the pleasure and satisfaction and fulfillment of completing the project with your team. Now, any questions about anything that we've covered? Anybody? Is anybody still with us?
Yes. You just explained it so well, it's hard for us to have questions.
Way to go, Russ. You know, you really know how to kiss up, but that's okay. I like that in a man. All right. So here's what I talked before about the tapping, about the limiting beliefs and fears, and they are going to come up. For some of you, I don't have enough time. It's going to be too hard. I don't even know where to start. Can't use that one because I've laid it out, told you step by step what to do. And if you read further in the document, you'll find out something else, you know, that maybe you did. If you have a question, it's most likely answered there. I don't know these people. Well, we don't know each other either. So get to know them. I'm afraid of rejection. I don't have a specialty. Get one. That's what this is about. You don't have a specialty. That's what this is about, finding something with which you resonate. A niche might make me scratch. Thank God you guys are alive. Nobody's laughed at my jokes. I haven't really had too many funny jokes, but a niche might make me scratch. Okay. Okay, my socks are dirty. I love Woody Allen. One time he said, my life is just coming to an end. He said, my girlfriend has left me. I'm in debt. I'm going to have to file bankruptcy. I think I have cancer, and I'm running out of paper towels. Just like my socks are dirty. Okay. Anyway, wah. No crying. Just tap it away. I want you to tap away your beliefs and fears with your newfound partner or your newfound group. So you can do it with each other. You don't want to share your dirty socks with your new members. But I suggest you do it together so that you have some group clarity and focus about it. And you can also tap in the vision of where you want to see this going, being really clear of how, not how you're going to get there, but how you want to take it to the end and affect thousands of people. And I think that's a, that seems where that's it. So everybody is the same. I'm going to put the handouts are on this page for tonight. The audio recordings, video recordings, the project helping hand assignment, the niches and specialties. So anything related to this class is going to be on the Project Helping Hand 2011 page. And for those in the mentoring class, it's going to be on that page as well. So for you guys, it'll be on both. But all of the stuff from now on about Project Helping Hand will be on that page. Okay? And email, don't email updates to me. Catherine, volunteered her own time to be the project coordinator. And today, and I said, no, Catherine, I know you don't have to do that. I'll have somebody, I'll get a volunteer to do that. And she said, no, I want to volunteer because everybody else is volunteering. So she's volunteering to coordinate all of this, which is not an easy task. So instead of emailing updates to me, mail them to assistant@lkcoaching.com, assistant@lkcoaching.com, and that's my wonderful personal virtual assistant, Catherine Ruskab, who's been with me 6 years now.
Yeah,
we still talk to each other.
We do.
And yell and scream and bitch and complain, but usually about somebody else, not each other. Anyway, so email updates and to anything, any questions or anything, and between the two of us, we'll figure that out. And when questions get to be heavy, then we'll do a teleclass to start doing questions so I'm not answering them individually with everybody. So last chance, any questions about tonight's assignment?
Lindsay, it's Mary.
Uh-huh. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I do have a question, and that is, if we have an idea about a specialty,
mm-hmm.
but we're not sure if can we put the idea out and attract other people from just the idea, or
oh yes, definitely. Oh sure, that's the purpose of having this. You get a one person, and then you send that in, and we'll post all of those on this Project Helping Hand page. And so your idea then, if other people say, oh, that sounds like a good idea, I want to do that. Like today somebody mentioned Joanne Skywatcher that's not on the live call tonight, wanted to be on a team that worked with caregivers. And I think that is a huge niche market. People, we tend to look at the people that have the affliction, the problem. But the people that really need help are the ones that are their caregivers. This sandwich generation, of which I am a part of, that have children, grandchildren, and then aging parents, and they're giving care on both sides, but particularly to the aging parents, is really tough on people. They have the full lives, and then they're taking care of their mother or father who has Alzheimer's. And, gosh, that is huge, big problem today. Or caregivers, people that have disabled or special needs children, that is just huge. I have a friend who has a severely physically and mentally and emotionally challenged son, and it's really hard on her. And I have other friends that have special needs children, and the caregivers for those people, they need help dealing with their own frustration and anger, their own guilt about having a disabled child or parent, whatever it is, their resentment or fear, anxiety, all kinds of things. So whatever your idea is, put it out and see if somebody, takes the bait, Mary. But, you cannot, Mary, you cannot put out, I want a specialty of finding really handsome young men to pole dance with me. That is not, I keep telling you, that is not a specialty and a niche. Okay, so you're going to have to behave yourself. You guys are funny. Yes?
Thank you for that clarity.
What?
Thank you for that clarity.
About clarity, oh, yeah. Okay, Oh, good. So now you're sure you want to do that. All right, any other questions? All right, the next mentoring class is going to be on August 8th. We won't be talking much about the project, maybe 5 minutes at the beginning. We'll be doing it on a teleclass, and the reason is because you're mostly going to be promoting this and working with groups via teleclass. But if some of you live in the same area, you're welcome to do group, you know, small groups, or but then you're looking at renting a place, and, you know, you can't reach as many people that way, and it's much harder to promote than it is just doing a teleclass. So I highly recommend teleclasses or webinars, which we're going to learn next week. All right, last chance.
Lindsay.
Yes?
Lindsay?
Yes.
This is Joanne.
Yes, hi, Joanne. Oh, Joanne, you're there.
Yeah, I just was having a problem with my phone. So you've been really helpful tonight, because what I didn't get is that the specialty, for example, could be dementia and slash Alzheimer's, which, you know, I'm a caretaker for my mother, and I've moved away from my home, and I've been down here since April.
Mm.
And so so then the niche would be the caretakers, and probably women.
So yes.
You know, so before, I mean, I was thinking caretakers, but I see that the specialty is really important, and there's still just so many people.
Yeah. Well, like a lot of people would say, okay, dementia, working with people that have dementia, but I'm telling you, they're sometimes too far gone for help, and the tapping really isn't helping them much. The people that need help are those that are their families or their caregivers, definitely.
Right.
You might even expand it to families and caregivers, because if they're not the primary caregiver, but you've got a parent with Alzheimer's or dementia, it's just heartbreaking to deal with that. And how do I handle that? And tapping over that sadness. You really lose your parents twice. First,
right,
to that mental disease, and then when they finally die, it's really a heartbreaking affliction.
So, Lindsay, the thing that I'm not clear about is what do I do? Because I haven't been to any of the classes in years, and so I don't really know who to network with.
So then you just send in your name and just say, I need a dyad partner. I need partners, and here's what I want to work on. And
okay,
just hook up that way.
Okay.
Or you could call some of the people that, if you remember, in from your level 3, which has been a million years ago, and see if they want to play, you know, and see if you want to. And then the thing to do is make sure, if you bring somebody in that isn't on this call or isn't in the mentoring class, that you make sure they read the project assignment and they read the specialties and niches. Because sometimes, last year there was one team that chose a specialty, I don't want to mention who it is, but they sold a specialty and they didn't do a niche within that specialty. And it was way too huge. It was just gigantic. It would be like having a specialty people with respiratory problems or the respiratory issues, and not narrowing it down to, that's even too broad. It's sort of like saying their specialty was working with young people, or the specialty is working with women, and then that's not the specialty, that's a niche, and it's too big of a niche. So we need to make sure that the issue, that the affliction or the emotion would be the specialty, and the niche is the market that you're working with. I know that went way beyond your question, Joanne, but...
It's good. I mean, that's the main thing I've gotten from this call that is, I think it's fantastic.
Okay, good. Thank you. And any other questions?
No, I'm just wanting to connect with people that are interested in that. And, you know, it's like I realize if they're caregivers like I am, they may not have a lot of time.
Yep. Well, all of our other businesses, too. We're all really busy. That's Joanne Skywatcher that's calling, by the way, you guys. It was in level three, what's it, 5 years ago, Joanne? Long time ago.
Something like that.
And Joanne's written a book called, what was it, your book about miracles? What is it?
Touched by a Miracle, EFT Healing Stories.
Yeah, really great book. And she's just done terrific with EFT. Lives here in Northern California, not too far from me. So I'm going to wrap it up if you guys don't have any more questions, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Let's be in contact, though, and make sure you email Catherine and get that 48-hour stuff done and right away and get on the pop. Wait, let me just ask, are you guys excited about this?
Yes.
Well, that's underwhelming. I don't have any more enthusiasm about it. Are you guys excited about this?
Yes.
Oh, God, I think I put him to sleep, Catherine. You were right.
No.
Okay, guys, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on the 8th. Bye-bye.
Bye, Lindsay. Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye, everybody.